Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Kim Brooks's book, Small Animals. Sophie, I have to ask, did you read the bit about leaving her kid in the car and just feel your stomach drop?
Oh, absolutely. And hi, this book is such a gut punch because it's not about some extreme neglect case. It's about a mom who made a quick judgment call, left her 4-year-old in the car for maybe 5 minutes while she ran into a store, and ended up with a criminal record. It's terrifyingly relatable.
Right. And the title, Small Animals, it's this metaphor for how we treat kids now, like these fragile little creatures who need to be caged and watched every second. But Brooks argues that this hypervigilance is actually doing harm.
Exactly.
She calls it a moral panic. We've replaced the village with a panopticon. Parents are watching other parents, neighbors are reporting each other, and the state is ready to step in. And the irony is, the actual risks to kids haven't really gone up. Our perception of risk has.
The part that got me was how the guy who reported her didn't even offer to help. He just took a photo of her license plate and called the cops. That's not community, that's surveillance. And Brooks makes this point that reporting another parent has become a way to feel morally superior.
Yeah, she digs into the psychology of the reporters. It's not just about safety. It's about asserting your own status as a good parent by condemning someone else. And the people who get reported most? Poor moms, moms of color, single moms. The system punishes the already vulnerable.
That part was infuriating. She interviews a black mother who let her kid play in the front yard, and someone called the police. A white mom does the same thing, and it's fine. So the crime of leaving a kid unattended is judged by your social status, not by actual risk.
And Brooks's own legal nightmare. She had to attend parenting classes, get psychological evaluations, plead guilty to something she didn't think was wrong. The state was basically saying, "We know better than you how to raise your child." It's Kafkaesque.
What I loved is that she doesn't just complain, she traces the history. She points to this stranger danger panic of the 80s and 90s, which was way overblown statistically, but permanently changed how we think about public space. And then helicopter parenting took over.
Right.
And the media plays a huge role. A rare tragedy gets amplified into a universal fear, and suddenly every parent feels like they're one mistake away from losing their kid. Brooks says that this constant fear is actually harming kids, making them anxious, fragile, and unprepared for life.
So her solution is basically free-range parenting, not neglect, but trust. Trusting your kid to walk to the park alone, trusting your own judgment, trusting your community to look out for each other instead of policing each other.
And she's not saying there's no risk. She's saying we've lost perspective. A childhood spent in a bubble is its own kind of harm. The real danger isn't the stranger in the car. It's the culture of fear that turns us all into strangers.
Honestly, this book made me want to go apologize to my mom for all the times she probably made those split-second decisions and just hope for the best. We've all done it.
And that's the point. Brooks was a good mother who made a tiny mistake, and the system crushed her. The takeaway for me is, we need to stop treating parenting like a performance and start supporting each other. And if you want to dive deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
That's a solid deal. And for me, the one thing I'm taking away is that our fear isn't protecting our kids, it's hurting them. We gotta let them be resilient.
Exactly.
Small Animals is a call to reclaim our sanity, our communities, and our children's freedom. We'll see you in the next one.